Continuing the laws of Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, we mentioned some individuals that are unable to duchen because of something which, a crime that they committed. We discussed Shvichas Damin, a person who was a murderer is not allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim. Mechaber then continues and says, Murmur la'avodas elilim lo'yises kapov. Also a person who is an idol worshiper, it's another exception that's committing such a crime, a sin, such an individual is not allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim. Yesh omrim, but there are those that say, Shim asa tshuva nosikap v'chinik. As long as that person, even though they made some mistakes in their past, but now they've repented, they've changed, now they can do Nesiyas Kapayim. V'im nenas, and let's say it was by force, as we mentioned about the case of Shvichas Damin, person puts a gun to your head and says, I want you to bow down and worship this idol, or I'm going to take your life. And according to the Torah, that's one of the three times a person must give up their life. But nonetheless, if this person worships this idol, everyone holds that he really didn't wish to do it voluntarily, and therefore because of this, he's allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim thereafter. The Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why we say a person who worships idols is not allowed to perform the Nesiyas Kapayim, just like when it came to a murderer, which we learned out a pasuk, a verse, to support this, so too when it comes to a person who worships idols. D'alfinan mi'avoda shu pasula, because we learned that this individual is invalid to perform any avoda, which would have been performed in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is a form of avoda. As the pasuk says, Achlo yalu kohani habamos el mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim. That those people who are kohanim, that are kohani habamos, who worship idols, they should not ascend to the mizbeach Hashem. And therefore, such an individual also in this circumstance, who is an idol worshiper, is not allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim. Now, when it means idol worship, does it mean actually worshiping an idol? Could it be maybe following another religion, which maybe does not have actual idols in them? Kosma Achronim. So the Achronim tell us, Diafilu im heimir ladasi shme'elim. Even if, let's say, you would follow a different religion, that of Islam, the Ishmaelim, shin odim avodas gelilim, that the Muslims who are monotheistic do not worship actual idols. Afilu hachi nikru mumar v'yisa kapov. The issue is not worshiping an idol, but is going astray from your religion. And therefore, because of this, a person who would do so would not be allowed to perform the Nesiyas Kapayim. The next halacha is probably the more famous person who would not be allowed to duchen. Shas revias yayin bevasachas loises kapa. A person who drinks a revias, a certain amount of wine, to the point that they're intoxicated, is not allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim. Ad shiyasir yeno mi'olav, until the wine has been removed from him, until he is no longer in this intoxicated state. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the birchas kohanim midaminan lavoda, lavoda b'mikdash ki agam nechayim. Now we know when it comes to, for example, Nadav and Avihu, who died, some interpret because of immediately after their death, the pasuk that states, Yain v'shecher al teisht, that they're not allowed to drink wine and then enter into the avoda. So therefore, this is also a form of avoda in which a person is not allowed to do the Nesiyas Kapayim. Now the pasuk says yain v'shechar, which is wine. Shechar is actually, people think it means beer. Shechar is, nowadays is called beer, but in the Torah when it says shechar, it's referring to an old wine. So the question is, what if a person, a Kohen, is intoxicated, did drink, but did not drink wine? Is that individual also not allowed to duchen? It's not so clear. The Mishnah Berurah tells us exactly what would be the din in such a situation. V'cholzel inin yayin. So it's only specifically wine. Aval b'shar mashkin hamashakvin. Any other liquid, alcohol, that a person get intoxicated from. Kosev ha-magin avram, the magin avram holds. Demutu lisa kapov, still out to duchen. Afil nishtaker ad she'enu yochel adab b'fnei ha-melech. Even though you're so drunk that you cannot even talk in front of a king. That's how intoxicated you are. The tefillah, when it comes to davening Shemone Esrei, that we're more strict. Ki agavna tefillah toeva. We say such a davening is an abomination. If you drink, you're intoxicated, doesn't matter what you're drunk from, you're not allowed to daven. But when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, mutter. When it comes to Nesias Kapayim, you're allowed to. Im lo shiagia l'shechruso shalot. You cannot be so drunk that you're just like Lot was when he was with his two daughters. In that case, you're considered like a shota. You're insane. And such a person is not allowed to perform the Nesias Kapayim. But if you just be a little bit drunk, that your words are not so clear, that your words are slurring, nonetheless, according to the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to do the Nesias Kapayim. However, not everyone holds like this. Harbi achronim cholkel al zeh. Many achronim, such as the Olas Tamid, Eliyahu Rabba, the Erechaim, and the Taz, they disagree. The sovereign that they hold, the gam b'shar mashkin, also when it comes to other alcoholic beverages, any amount that a person will not be allowed to typically speak in front of a king, such an individual should not drink. However, the Mechaber concludes and says as follows. If, let's say, you do not fall under any of these other categories, you're allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. Even if you're a person that is not so particular in doing many mitzvos, the whole amaran and machara, and many people say that you are considered to be a rasha, a wicked individual, no, nonetheless, no nesias kapav, you're always allowed to do nesias kapayim, shein shar averos monin nesias kapayim, with the exception of shvichas damim and avodah zara, idol worship and murder. Other than that, a person is always allowed to do nesias kapayim.